That takes us to agenda item 10, which is PR 2024-010933, DHO waiver 2025-00014, request for DHO waiver, submitted by Dave Abbey as agent for Vicky Garcia Golden, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracts 132, 1 and 2, MRGCD map 38, Garcia Properties Development, zoned MXM, and located at 1736 Central Avenue, containing approximately 1.3486 acres. Mr. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Could you guys release my camera as well?
Listen, David, I'm getting you, making you co-host right now. One second.
Okay.
Thank you. And meanwhile, sir, would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yeah, David Obey, mailing address 4590 Nicole Court, Missoula, Montana. 59803.
Thank you, Mr. Obi. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so this is a repeat. We were here a couple of weeks ago on the same item. There was a request from transportation and from planning to kind of elaborate more a little bit on the 10 items that are clearly identified for the waiver criteria. We had submitted that, made some adjustments to that yesterday after receiving some clarification from Ernest Armijo. So that has been sent off to Jay, Angela, Marcelo, and Ernest. So I believe that it's had been copied up into the ABQ plan at this point. But yeah, I think we've all seen this one enough, so I'll just stand for comments.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if there's any public comments on this item. If so, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 10. It's a request for a DHO waiver at 1736 Central. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 10. Last call for public comment on agenda item 10. Okay, Mr. Rogers. Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is David Obey. In one of the prior hearings that we had here today, John Stapleton is going through a similar type of thing, and he had requested a kind of a definition of the sidewalk, and you asked him specifically about that. Determination, excuse me, is the correct word. Was that a better way to do this? I'm wondering if I could just get a 1 or 2 minute description of that process from Jay Rodenbeck, just for my edification.
Mr. Rodenbeck?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think Ernest Armijo would probably be better to answer this unless he wants me to answer this.
Okay. Mr. Ernest Armijo, would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave. Yes, I know determinations and waivers can get confusing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, a determination is when there's an existing sidewalk and you want to keep it the existing width. You don't want to necessarily widen it to the standards, which normally this would fall under that, except that Central along here is a main street,
mm-hmm.
and that kicks it into where you need a waiver to actually get that approved. Main streets and if it were in a center.
Urban center.
Yes, those are the ones that kick it into waiver territory.
Okay, this is David Obey. Thank you very much, Ernest. That helps.
Great, good discussion. Well, let's go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go back to Mr. Ernest Aramico, who I'll note has already been sworn in on this item.
Yes, sir. So, David didn't really bring it up in his opening, but I'll go ahead and just hit a couple of the highlights. We did receive your updated waiver request addressing all 10 criteria. Thank you for that. The basic idea is that the buildings are zero lot line, and so there is no room. And so there's significant structures in the way for widening. And the existing sidewalk is, I believe, 6 foot 8, which we believe offers adequate spacing here. So transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's see, that takes us to code enforcement, Mr. J. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement did not provide any comments on this request.
Thank you, sir. Let's see, that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Marcelo.
Thank you. Mr. Ibarra, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
On this one, I went through and sent the we were able to go through and send the comments of the based off the old criteria that was submitted to us. Being that the most recent one was submitted late to us last night, so I would add ask Ms. Roby to kind of like share his screen if he would, so he can go over his criteria that he addressed on the most recent submittal.
Thank you. Ms. Roby, could you do that, please? Would you share your screen showing the your submittal with the justifications, please?
Yeah, just this is David Obi. Give me just a second to get to that.
Sure thing.
Start the share here. Okay. David Obi, is there something in particular you were looking for, Marcelo?
We can just go through because the main idea here is that you properly justify all 10 criteria of the sidewalk waiver. So we can just go through and read all 10 because I think it's different from what the justification covered on the previous one than the most recent submitted.
David,
Yeah,
this is Jay.
so
This is Jay. I just note that there you can share your screen, your co-host. There's a little green icon button at the bottom center part of your screen. I mean, if you can't do so, this is Jay Rodenbeck. If you cannot share your screen, Mr. Avi, then we can do it on our end. Marcelo, do you have the?
yeah, I have it. I can just
Yeah.
I only need
I
to
thought
send
I
the
was
screen.
sharing, so thank you for clarifying that, Jay.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is the most recent one that he submitted last night. Yeah, if you can just go through and kind of like cover what he stated
Yes.
this on the 10 different criteria.
Yeah, so the first one, just the pre-existing conditions, all of the structures were already there and they were built with zero setbacks for item A there. Keeping the current sidewalk isn't contrary to the public health, safety, and welfare. By keeping this here, we're kind of maintaining the historic section for item three. So By allowing the existing sidewalk to remain, it's not going to hinder any future improvements. Item number five, I had quite a long list in there, kind of giving the history of how we got here, but basically it's keeping the existing isn't in conflict with any known policy goals of the city or county. So we are within an area of reduced risk for the floodplains. There is a levee that has been built along the river. So there's a couple of overlaid zones in there. All of that striped area within the floodplain has been reduced due to the levee. So we are not within any of the character protection, historic, or view protection overlays. So for number seven. So by allowing this along our frontage, it doesn't kind of override any of that development standard for that zone district on the surrounding properties. Number nine, by keeping the existing, because we are the only 6'8" from the back of the sidewalk all the way to the face of the current building that was put in prior to any zoning in the city. We're not undoing anything, and it is the minimum request that we can request on this one. So, then number 10. So we're not planning on removing any of the sidewalk other than perhaps a driveway removal and replacement for accessibility upgrades in the future. So it's not creating a gap in the width of the sidewalk. All the sidewalks along that frontage of Central are the same general 6.5 foot, 6'8" range as it goes along through that whole stretch. So
Thank you for that, Ms. Roby. And I think that's the end of what I had.
thank you, Mr. Ibarra and Mr. Roby. I see Jay Rodenbeck with the hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, I also just want to confirm with transportation if, with this revised justification letter, if they continue to object or if they have no objections.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. This is the one I commented on that I had no objections.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for that confirmation. Mr. Obi, anything further?
No, I think that's it. Thank
Okay.
you.
Just to highlight a note that I had, sorry about that, Marcelo Ibarra. A note must be added to the plat regarding the request approval of this waiver from the development hearing officer, DHO, to allow a narrower sidewalk along the Central Avenue there.
This is David Obi. Yeah, we're going to be coming back in with that preliminary final plat here shortly, so we will get that note on there referring back to this approval.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Thank you, everybody. Having heard all the evidence, this matter is ready for ruling, and therefore I hereby approve agenda item 10, PR 2024 010933 DHO waiver 2025-00014 request for DHO waiver of sidewalk requirements. Because it complies with sub-criteria A of 66P3A1 of the IDO, which is that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should not be altered, with sufficient evidential support provided in the application and in the record, and it complies with all of the following criteria of 66P3A2 through 10. Of the IDO, also with sufficient evidential support in the record, and that is that the waiver will not be materially contrary to public safety, health, or welfare. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impact on surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. The waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MAFCA adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development within the 100-year floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. The waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district in which it's located. And the waiver, two more, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to approve redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14.16.66P of the IDO. And finally, because this is a request for waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements, the area is of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item 10.